Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We have set up a Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
Patreon, however you want to say it.
A Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
What that does is that just helps us get things like train tickets, petrol for you. And it helps us get to bigger and better guests. We'll be doing cool little things on there, like
nice little giveaways.
Giveaways, you can put in your questions and then we can talk to you. So yeah, please go on to
www.patreon.com/overratedeverything.
Here we go. We're back. Overrated Everything, the first podcast of 2019.
Yeah. It's a new year.
New year, same us.
Yeah. New year, same shitty podcast.
Why am I wasting my Monday morning?
Did you just say start again?
Yeah, I said start again.
No, fuck it, we'll leave that in.
All right, sweet. Yeah.
It's a not review shitty. From us.
Yeah, it's not shitty. It's great.
A shitty podcast, Thomas Turgoose. No, it's a great podcast, and we enjoy making it, and you guys clearly enjoy listening to it because
we've got a lot of listeners, by the way.
We do, man. Like, it's literally climbing. It's great, and 2019 is going to be a good year for us. We've got some plans in to hopefully get some sponsorship behind it.
Yeah.
You guys are doing great with the Patreon.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Thank you.
And yeah. I know the little jingle that I've made is a bit shit, but
for just £3 a month, you can put poor Andy Ellis through podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, I was really tired when I made the jingle, and I like it. So
yeah,
fuck
it.
And but thanks again to the Sherlocks for making that little tune for us, which is pretty cool.
We're constantly learning with this podcast, and that's what we're enjoying doing. You know, things might be a bit rusty around the edges, but in a way, I kind of like that because, you know, we're not professional presenters or we're not professional podcasters as such.
Yeah,
we're just two young actors who love spending time with each other and love meeting new guests and making new friends, like our guest that you're listening to, part two of Jessica Ellis.
Yeah, again, exactly that, mate. Like we said last week, and like you've just touched on there, meeting people who we've now become friends with. Like, say, I would go to Liverpool and give Jess a ring and be like, "Yo, what are you up to, mate?" And I'd like to think that she'd do that in Manchester as well.
Of course, she probably won't.
You know, she's got more.
Well, she's from Manchester, isn't she?
Yeah, she said she's from Stockport, I think.
Yes, which is round the corner. So
if
you don't get that call, mate, yo, fuck.
But yeah, no. Again, so we're back with Jess. We're back in Liverpool. Yeah. It's part two, so you know we've done a little bit of editing trick here. We just recorded for longer because we were having such a good conversation. And you know, as well, Tomo's away on his honeymoon right now.
Yeah, I'm in Miami right now.
He might be listening to this on a beach.
I probably won't be.
You're gonna, yeah, no work. No, don't. It's, no. Is it technical? Is it work if you're
I'll
listening to this?
I'll be having fun with my wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
So it's a little cheat, really, guys. But you know, we need to fill out because, like we say, you know, this podcast is all out of our back pocket. So just as a little thing to ensure that we can survive without Thomas Turgoose in the country, we've done a part two. And like I say, the conversation was flowing. I didn't want to stop it. So it was like, right, brilliant.
We were playing a great little game, weren't we? We did the...
the tail end of it, yeah.
Yeah. So we got the jelly bean game.
Yes, yes.
Which was rancid.
Yeah. I mean, you'll hear all about that, but
I was
adamant that it wasn't going to be as bad as it was.
And it really, really was.
It was disgusting, man. It was disgusting. And yeah, so I guess that's all for today. We'll let you hear the podcast now, I guess.
Yeah, we'll let you listen.
Get straight into it. Happy New Year, guys.
Part 2019. Two of Jessica Ellis.
Here she is.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So let's bring you back to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's
What's
Eve.
What's your plans New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
So this is the thing, right? We're like, oh, she's drinking so loud. Oh, sorry, Rita.
Oh, she's fine.
So this is another thing, trying to like, especially as you get older and some of your friends have got kids and things like that, or
we're in
different places. Because obviously, like, I'm not from here. Michael's not from here. Some of my other friends aren't. So then it's like, right, who's going to come? Like, we thought about, like, we love Flamingoland.
Oh, nice,
It's one of our favourites.
Is it good? My mum keeps saying we should go.
It's honestly the best thing I've ever done.
Is it a good theme? Because it's theme park as well.
Pleasure Beach is my favourite.
Yeah, Pleasure Beach is amazing. But we went to Flamingoland because our friend knows the person that owns it. And I'd said to Michael, oh, should we go? And I think he was a bit like, because we love, like, we went to Alton Towers last week. We love stuff like that. But it's got this, like, the most incredible zoo that's, like, that got so much land, like, it doesn't feel like a zoo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we fed the giraffes, like, really cheap, like, 20 quid, like, little lemurs. It was cool. And then the theme park is sick.
Is it good?
And I went years ago with Shabba. I can't remember.
And you stay on, like, we had a cottage with my friend and their kids. And out of the window, like, you're literally on the theme park.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of like a Butlins thing as well. Like, got a big clubhouse for the kids, entertainment, but it's brilliant. So, yeah, we were thinking about going there. Another one was, like, Murder Mystery.
Oh, wicked. Oh, this is for New Year's, Murder Mystery. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because we've really wanted to do one of them for ages.
Like an escape room sort of thing.
Well, yeah, there's one in Leeds, actually, that we've looked at that is got, like, an escape room at the end, but, like, maybe, like, a dinner or a weekend away. But then also, and then, like, maybe hiring a house.
Yeah, that'd be quite nice.
Also, like, Michael's got to be back at work. And then just, like, and who do you invite as well? That's who's going to get funny about it? Yeah, like, who wants to spend... Who's going to kiss at New Year? Like, that's another one.
Me and my missus, well, you know, she doesn't like PDAs.
Public displays of affection. She's not a fan of it, and I'm not that much of a fan of it. If you see people like kissing on a train, like, it's be like, oh, come on, guys. Just,
I mean, like a peck, guess. But snogging.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just, yeah. And so,
it's
yeah,
past
so like
12.
What are you getting on your
just
phone?
Just on the subject of. You say people snogging on kissing on New Year's
Eve.
So we could watch this video and the viewers can have the reaction.
And is this your mate? You know the guy in the video?
Yeah,
we could probably put this on Instagram for people.
We could put it on, he'll be pissed off about it.
Yeah, balls.
I'm just going through my group chat videos.
Has he got a good lawyer?
Fucking hell.
Don't go through them group chat videos. I'm glad we don't film this.
So just so we can listen to the reaction, I'm just struggling to find it at the minute now.
Through all the filth.
Through all the disgusting filth.
This is great podcasting.
I love a group chat. But also when things save to your phone.
I've turned that off, yeah.
It's bad, isn't it?
One sec. Go on,
you keep looking. So me and my missus, like, say, like, we're not big on PDAs and that. And then, like, yeah, there's a big... Like,
there's a big... I remember when I was single, like, it was such a big pressure as well. Like, before I met Michael, I was single for 10 years. And that was another thing, you know, like, I got to that point as well of New Year's Eve, like, because obviously couples want to be together.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not like a lads, like, or a girl's night. Yeah, it's more like, as you get older, couples. And that would be another thing, like, me just stood there, like, with loads of couples, like, oh, thanks, baby, it's been such a great year.
I've really shot myself in the foot.
You're getting married on New Year's Eve. I thought this, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? I said the other day, I said, if I was to get married, I think I'd want to do it on New Year's Eve. Yeah. It solves everyone's problems.
Yeah, to be honest, like, because
our thought process.
Yeah, me and my missus, like, say, like, we obviously we're invited and that, and like,
only the night do they.
No, we're not. Stop lying. But yeah, no. So I fucking better. I'd be invited to the day. You were one of my groomsmen. I'm not even one of his groomsmen. He didn't even pay that favour.
Only the night do. Would you still go?
Yeah, of course I would. Yeah, I love it a bit. Yeah.
No, but not you. But I mean, as a rule.
Yeah, no, I've done it a few times. Yeah, I think
it's far away.
Mate, we were saying this yesterday. Like, we were saying this last night, weren't we? With my wife. Like, people get a bit annoyed at, oh, I've only invited to the night do, or, oh, they're not even invited my partner, or, oh, I can't take my kids. Like, look, if you're listening to this, like, I fell out with, like, some family from my wedding because I didn't invite certain kids.
It's expensive, though, isn't it?
So when you get married, it's about you and your husband or you and your wife and, you know...
And having a good time.
People should just respect
not
that.
Not about your auntie's workmate who wants
to come. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Things like that. And it's like... yeah, man, like, if you're not invited or if your missus isn't invited or if you're not invited and your missus is or your fella isn't that, it's like... Just don't moan. Yeah. Like, it's one of them. Like, so yeah, if it was a night do and it was miles away and that,
still do it.
Yeah, because you've got to go. Right. Well,
I've had like a year of weddings this year. Like, I'm that age.
Are you
like,
a bit room
same
for a wedding.
I don't know, like, because I mean, it's expensive doing it. Like, this year, Carla got married to Adam, and basically, my best mate at Hollyoaks, Daisy. She introduced them, and then so she was best man, I was maid of honour,
nice.
It was cute, and I really get on with him, so I ended up on the stag do and the hen do.
You went on the stag do?
Yeah, me and Daisy were the only girls, we went to Amsterdam, because she organised it.
What did all the rest of the lads say?
They loved it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. Like,
imagine if Charlotte come to Benidorm with us.
Well, no, because it's she didn't get married, so it'd be like, say, you got any mates who were girls?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So she was the best man, so obviously she organised it, and then Adam was like, I want Jess to come.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, I get
so
it. So
it was just us two, like, in Amsterdam, like, at festivals on this big boat.
Nice.
With the boys, but, like...
Wow. I like that. See, I mean, it didn't happen, because I left my stag up to, like, my two sort of best men, but... Like, I have got girl mates that, like, I wouldn't have minded on my stack. Because they're, like...
I think it's one of the lads in it. Like, Taryn, isn't it?
Yeah, my mate cursed it.
Actually, it's a really weird concept. Like, because we're all mates, like, that it's more... I think it's going to get more integrated, because, like...
Do you know when they say best man, like, can it be a woman? Why has it never been a woman?
Yeah, that's why, like Daisy was, like, wore, like, a yellow suit. Like, she looks sick. And he was, like... You're one of my best friends. I lived with you and you introduced us.
He's
obviously got
sense.
Guy mates that are his best mates, and they were like groomsmen, but it was like, you made this, we're getting married because of you.
Yeah.
It's your day, innit? You do what you want. Like, say, like, I remember when I said, like, I've two best men, and at first, I don't think my wife did, but like I think my mum and that was like, we can't really have to. I'm like, do what the fuck I want.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, break the rules.
Three, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I've got two mates who I couldn't pick between the two.
It's mad. Like, well, I genuinely thought, like, I thought, why can't Charlotte be my best man? Because, like, me and Charlotte are best mates.
Yeah.
She's, like, one of my best mates.
Well, I mean,
mates.
She is. Like, you're showing that with Marina,
aren't you? Yeah. To have Charlotte as the bride and the best
man. She could, like, have half-dressed,
didn't
she? Like, yeah.
Doing the best,
like, Two-Face from Batman.
Yeah. Doing the best man speech, stitching me up, like, yeah, I remember that strip club. Shut up, Charles.
Yeah, mate.
So how old are you both? Because you're quite...
She's 26 and I'm 26.
And how old are you?
I'm 28.
So you're both quite, like, young to get married, do you think?
Yeah, but we've been together for... Me and Charlotte have been together for 8 years now.
Yeah. Me and Emily, we've been together, like, 7 or 8 years, but we've known each other since we were nursery. Mm. And we've been mates for, like, since we were, like, 15, like...
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I'm only getting married for the stag do, really.
And the tax cuts.
What do you mean?
Oh, you get tax cuts, mate. You get married tax and that.
What's this?
Yeah, you get an extra, like, grand.
Michael
year.
Better propose.
Bullshit.
Oh, no, you get an extra. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be a bigamist and marry 10 women. I'm married 10 times.
But no, I do feel... I remember sort of pre-asking Emily to marry me.
Yeah.
Like, going, oh, would you marry me if I asked? And she'd be like, oh, we're not old enough. And this was, like, say, a year before I actually asked her. We're not old enough. No, I don't know. No, I don't
again,
know.
That's another bit of a bullshit reel, really.
Exactly. Yeah, like, exactly. Ready, like, yeah. I asked her to marry me because, you know...
I love her.
First and foremost, yeah.
I love her first and foremost.
You know, we had a beautiful little girl together and we bought a house together and it was like, I know I'm going to be with her for the rest of my life because I absolutely adore her.
Oh,
and cute. And as well. No.
Shedding a tear.
Oh, yeah, no, but like, so, but, and I just one day I was like, I was talking about marriage with my mate and I was like, why haven't I done it yet, man? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And even up until sort of, I think I asked her, like, while I knew that I was going to ask her, I said, oh, what would you do if I proposed? And she'd be like, oh, well, we're too young. As soon as I asked her, mate, it was literally that night she's on Pinterest looking at dresses. Like,
do
we're
you know
not
what?
Too young.
This is another thing that I hate about New Year's Eve.
Go on.
People getting engaged.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
If someone proposed to me,
I got engaged on Christmas Day.
No, yeah. Fucking hate it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Say,
you did,
what?
Didn't you? You little bastard. Yeah. You did, didn't you?
Well,
yes.
I see
you
it
did.
All over Facebook. Like, I said, yeah. I hate. I said yes. Posts as well.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I put one on a Vera ring set and she said yes.
Can I just make a little statement about this? So,
yeah.
I told Tomo, as one of my close mates, and I wanted him as a groomsman. Said, look, I'm going to ask Emily to marry me. Like, going to do it. Like. Thing. And he went, oh yeah, mate, weird, like I'm asking Charlotte. I was like, oh, buzzing, and we were chatting about it. And I went, yeah, I'm going to ask her, like, Christmas Day, I've got this thing. And he went, oh yeah, me and Charlotte are going to Thailand, so I'm going to ask her while on an elephant, like in February. So I was like, oh, mint, brilliant. So anyway, Christmas Day comes, I'm dead nervous, I'm like thinking, oh God, you know, oh. And my missus turns around, so she goes, oh my God, I went, what? She went, Tomo's asked Charlotte to marry him. And I just went, the little bastard. And I had to force myself to go, oh, isn't that really fucking lovely?
See, this is what I mean about Christmas or New Year's yeah. Eve, right? If someone, if Michael was to propose to me, I want that day.
Please
to
do
be,
it, Michael. Get on
your day. Yeah, I get
I want
that.
It to be mine. Like, I yeah. want it to go like, oh, remember the 7th of April and I got married. Yeah. Like, not Christmas Day, but every other fucking
but
day.
But for me, one reason why I did that is because it's really hard to get everyone in a room together at the same time. I wanted
oh,
to
so
propose
to
her
in front of people.
In front of a family, in front of my family and her friends and that. So we had Christmas dinner at her mum's. My parents were there. Her parents were there. It wasn't faked. It wasn't unnatural. That, like, even my sister was there. And
yeah.
Like,
no, I believe
our
you.
Best
I believe
friends.
You.
No, but you know what I mean? I didn't have to coordinate it in any
way.
My best mate filmed it. He had his camera out. It wasn't weird that he was filming. You know what I mean? To her, he was
it
filming the kids opening presents
yeah.
and that, yeah, so it was bang on. But yeah, I get that as well. Like,
because, like,
you
know, at the stroke, like,
day.
For me, like, obviously, we're talking about New Year, like, at the stroke of midnight, like, to get down on one knee, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, I feel like
you
it's
look around
bit,
the pub and everyone's
it's
doing
a, yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly, like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
It's a bit cliche, it's a bit kind of filmic, like, New Year's Day...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
New Year's Day's
a bit shit, though, isn't it? Like,
well,
because you're on a bit of a come down from it all, really, aren't you? Like... Because your Christmas period as a whole is good, I think.
The lead everyone's, up to Christmas is the best, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I'm buzzing.
Christmas Eve in the
pub.
And,
oh, I love Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but don't you always fuck Christmas Day up by getting too hammered?
So the
go on.
So I have done.
My
right,
days are that are done now.
Completely fucked it.
Mm.
And, like, just Christmas Day has been horrific. And then the last 2 years, I've hired like a big house for all my friends and my family had not been together for 17 years since my grandparents died. Oh. And then my uncle died a couple of years ago. And I thought, yeah, what can I do? Like, I've lived away since I was 19, so I'm not that close to my cousins. So I got this amazing mansion called Trevor Hall, and they were like ex-pop moguls. So it's like all these antiques and then like Prodigy's Dalek in the bathroom. And like, so for the past two Christmas Eves, and like last year I got a house in Leeds from Airbnb. Fucking love Airbnb. I cooked for like 18 people.
Wow, did you really?
So, last two Christmas Eves.
I think I'm marrying the wrong woman.
Yeah, exactly. My parsnips are to die for. Yeah, so I think as a payback to my mum and dad for being like sick up the wall, absolutely like in my pyjamas looking like shit on Christmas Day, past two Christmas Eves, I've been prepping food.
Oh, wicked, man. That's dead.
But this Christmas, I'm doing it here.
Yeah. What, you're having people round?
Yeah, so I've got my mum, my dad, my auntie, my uncle, my friend Kim, and then obviously Michael. But we're going to go to the pub on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit worried because it's literally next door.
Yeah, don't
and like
do
the,
it.
I'm classic, like, important day next day, get bladdered.
Yeah, I'm a,
like,
I'm
guys,
a big
you,
one
you've
on
got. I drove to an event yesterday, my friend was like, in Manchester. My friend was like, I've got a hotel, please stay. But I drove for you guys.
Oh, mate. Well, I mean, I would have stayed and got hammered and just winged it. I'm a good winger. I'm like, I'll just wing it. It'll be all right.
As I'm getting older, though, I can't do it.
Wait, you was in Manchester?
Mm.
You could have just come to us.
Yeah, why don't we just do it? Yeah.
I was in the Midlands.
We didn't get an event either, did we?
No.
Like you're saying, like that week in between sort of Christmas and New Year's Eve as well, which our listeners will have just had.
Yeah,
it's like
don't know what to do with it. Yeah.
Charlotte works it, which pisses me off. She's doing it even for the wedding as well. Like,
she's not.
She's working the day before the wedding. Or
oh,
so,
really?
And I was like, oh, can you not
have some time? Yeah, but then again, it's one of them, isn't it? Like, has she got the holidays? Because you're going away for 3 weeks after.
Yeah,
so it's having holidays and that, like people.
Which, whilst the listeners are listening now, I will be on a plane to my honeymoon.
No, because we are going out New Year's Eve.
So you'll be getting married.
You're,
so when people
you could be getting
now,
married right now.
I'm going to be getting married.
Oh, wow. Well,
why did you decide to do it then?
So New Year's Eve, we literally, I'd been away working, filming, Swimming with Men, which is out on DVD now. Go buy it, it's great.
This isn't a fucking platform to you to sell you and Rob Brydon's films, man.
My platform. So I was away filming for a long time and I'd not really seen much of Charlotte. And I was at home for the weekend and we'd found the venue that we wanted. And we found it on Facebook.
Is it more expensive because it's New Year's Eve?
A lot of things have been, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when you say wedding, though, it is anywhere.
Yeah, they put a zero on the end, and then when they say New Year's Eve, it's another zero.
Yeah.
So it has been quite expensive. But so anyway, we'd seen that this was in, like, September, August, September time, and we'd seen that someone had, a slot had come available that New Year's Eve, so in, like, 2 months. And we thought, fuck it, we're doing it. I've got the money. I've just been paid. Let's do it. So on that drive from the middle of town to the hotel where we're getting married, we fell in love with the idea of New Year's Eve. But by the time we got there, someone had already been there and booked it up.
Oh, no.
So
competitive market.
But we literally, we was like, we love the idea of New Year's Eve. Because what you were saying before, that
it's a free meal for people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
I'm buzzing
free
for that.
It's not free.
It's not free. It's paid for by Tom.
But I mean, like, they like sit. You get to spend it with your mate.
Yeah, that's
like
the thing. But it's getting everyone because we've got friends in Manchester, we've got London, Nottingham, sort of everywhere. And
have you found people? Have people been like accepting of it, or have they been a bit like, oh, it's New Year's Eve? But what kind of reaction have you got?
We've sort of had a bit of a different reaction because it's quite a small venue. We'd love to have everyone there. We would, but it's just not big enough.
This is what we're saying earlier.
So we can't physically have everybody. I've got friends who have got girlfriends who I've never met, and I'm like,
yeah,
I would love to.
It,
I'd love
you
to have you there, mate. But then because it's New Year's Eve, I do sort of get it. But you know, it's sort of, yeah, you've just got to make them decisions. And if any of the are listening, I hope you do fucking understand that.
It is, man. Like you say, and you have got that added thing there as well, that it is New Year's Eve and some of your mates will
but
want to be
again,
spending
like,
it.
Why is it like this?
Why is it bigged up like that?
Yeah, that's another thing that pisses
me
off.
Well, I suppose it's
it.
A celebration of the year that you've had. You're going into, again, it just goes to the whole time thing, which is, I suppose, it could be perceived as bullshit, but I suppose you're at the end of the year, you may have had a good year, you may have had a bad year. I suppose you're celebrating what you've achieved in that year, and you're a year older, and maybe what you can get the year after, isn't the year going to be better than last? Or
I know, but like even that comparison, I mean, like, why don't we, like, I think New Year's Day would be a good one. To be like, let's celebrate, let's go out, yeah, let's get pissed, yeah, like, it's a new year.
Yeah, it's
the 1st of January.
It's a new day.
But I suppose the clock strikes midnight, then, and you get videos, and I've got to find the video of the
So is this your friend?
So this is my friend, and my hairdresser, the lady who cuts my hair.
Is it on New Year's Eve, this?
This was on New Year's Eve, I believe, 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Okay.
And he, for some reason, put it on Snapchat. So we went, come here, babe, and snog.
No!
But it's a proper snog. So if you watch this, what we'll do is we'll put this onto the Instagram as well.
If you're willing to do that.
I'm harder than him. In a fight, I'd beat him.
If you haven't had a snog, maybe people could just watch this.
Yeah. So this is the reaction.
This is going to be your new, as you're hungover on New Year's Day, we will put this out.
So here we go. Look at that.
Oh, they're going in. Oh, she's dead happy about it, though.
But he filmed it and put it on his Snapchat story, and I think by the time he'd sort of come round in the morning, the lads are too quick.
Already on it.
They've got it, so they've recorded it, and then put it straight into the group chat, and it's like, ugh.
I've never done a kissing picture.
No. Do you know what though? Fair play. Are they still together, them two?
Yeah.
Well, fair fucking play, man. Yeah, like, to me, you know, I'm not a big fan of old PDAs and that, but...
Would you put it on Snapchat, though? Like a full-on... That was a full-on pash.
That was a full-on passionate snog.
Me and Charlotte don't passionately kiss.
Really?
Do you not? Have you stopped snogging?
We don't really... The only time we're snogging is when we're shagging. Really? I mean,
I always say to Matt, like,
which is very fucking rare, by the way.
I'm like, snog me, and he's not like.
I can't say the word snog.
Oh, I love the word snog.
You can't look into your like other half's eyes and seriously go, oh, it's a snog, because it's
just not nice.
Like I say to my miss, like, oh, it's a kiss, and like we'll have a kiss, and like we'll have a snog. But like, if I turn around to her, anyway, no, because it's snog. She's like,
I found it really awkward the other week. I was filming something in Hartlepool, and I had a girlfriend in the thing, and I had to snog.
Oh yeah.
And one, I'm getting married, and I know it's only acting, it's not real.
It's
but I'm
pretending.
Like,
I had to do it so much at work.
It's weird snogging someone else.
We was talking about this the other day, on the podcast that I do. Guys, you need to listen to it.
Yeah, please do go and listen to that.
We were talking about like being an actor and doing that, like. Because obviously, like, in my boyfriend's job, he doesn't go to the photocopy and be like, all right, Jean. And I literally...
But in Hollyhocks.
Yeah, exactly. I snogged.
Hope he does photocopy. Sorry, go on.
I'd love that.
Photocopying his ass
in it. I had to snog so many people.
Yeah.
And some of them people were like... Nick Picard, who plays Tony.
He's really good looking.
And he is really good looking, but he's been in it since the very first episode.
All right.
It's like, when I watched it as a teenager...
Yeah.
I'm watching Tony on T4.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm stood in a garage snogging him.
Yeah.
Or like Duncan from Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Just snogged Duncan from Blue.
Oh,
yes, snogging loads of times. He's a big gay, so like that makes it easier as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
But it is quite up. Like,
it is really awkward.
I'm yet to do it. I think on.
Have you never done it?
I've never snogged anyone on screen, no. So like for
mate.
Me, but like, because I think there was, I think it was. This is England 88.
Oh, so yeah, you had sex scenes with Hannah.
I had sex scenes with Hannah in 86. We never snogged.
Graham's
Stephen Graham's wife. I'm not snogging her, like, at all. Like, it's Combo's wife. But, so in 88, the Christmassy one that we did, there was a bit when we all went... It got cut in the end, but there was a bit when we all went round to Charlotte's house.
Bumps.
No, remember you were dating Charlotte who played...
Oh, yeah, Charlotte.
So what was her character called?
Faye.
So we all went round to Faye's house after you'd done your play, and we were all, like, off our tits and all that in character and whatnot. And then Shane was like, right, okay, Gadget, you're going to go upstairs, and there's going to be a room with, like, three girls in it. And he was like, you just Gadget's going to have the best night of his life. Like, he deserves it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, all right, okay. And I'd not long since been with my girlfriend, who's now my wife. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, what do I do? Like,
did you bottle it?
I didn't bottle it. No, I rang her. And I was like, so, babe, like we were saying before, the nature of how Shane works, he just throws things at you. So he's like, Shane wants me to basically, I'm going to have to snog like these three girls in this room and whatnot. And like, obviously I don't want to do it because I, like for me personally, I'm like, it fucking terrifies me a bit. But yeah, what do we do? Like, do you mind? Do you mind? It's only the right thing to do, right?
Do you think? I'm a bit like...
She was exactly like what you were going to say. She was like, it's your job. Like, yeah. Get on with it. And I'm like, yeah, all right, thanks. And we had had the conversation before and stuff. I think anytime I get in a relationship, like, after a while, it would be a bit a case of, like, look, you know, it could happen one day. Like, you know, would
and you
mind
get really, like, for us as well, if it's, like, a long-term thing and you're with, like... got in a relationship with someone, you become like, it's weird, like when me and Fabs were in like
Fab 17, yeah, I love him,
yeah, yeah. So he was my boyfriend in it for a long time, yeah.
So did he spend more time, you must have spent just as much time with Fab as you did with Kevin. Is it Kevin? You're
no, he's called Michael, but I was Michael, single at
sorry.
The time.
All right,
Kevin, I love that though. I'm Kevin. Gonna call him Kevin,
yeah. Hey Kevin.
So me and Fabs really, like, obviously he's a gorgeous looking guy as well, like, he's fucking gorgeous,
yeah.
But like we got, like, there was no part of us that fancied each other,
yeah.
But because we were like on set and like obviously like you want to make it believable, so even yeah. if we didn't say like kiss, like because we were in a relationship, like I would always kind of put yeah. that in, that, you know, if you're leaving a scene you'd kiss him or whatever,
yeah.
And I felt comfortable enough, but we were so like physically comfortable with each other that we'd be sat in the green room, but we'd almost be like sat on top of, do you know what I mean?
Just
like a couple would.
Yeah.
But there was nothing in it.
See, that's it. Because going back to my thing, like I didn't do that in the end. That scene with the three girls, it never happened, never got filmed, so I didn't do it. But like,
good.
What? Like, yeah. I genuinely wasn't. Like, but exactly like that. Like, do you find yourself getting closer to them? Like
yeah,
is that a danger?
Hard, like, not to enjoy it. Well, not enjoy it, but like...
well, how do you fake kiss it? You can't fake it.
Somehow,
like Will Poulter.
You've just got married, so be very careful.
No, but Will Poulter in We're the Millers. Seen Where
yeah,
the Millers?
Oh, great
no.
film.
So Will Poulter gets to snog. He sits there with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
And also another beautiful young actress. I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
It's, what's her face's niece, isn't it? She was in the Scream, the new Scream film, and that's someone's niece. She's got a famous auntie. Can't think of her name.
Regardless, anyway. Can I finish my story?
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Right?
Go
yeah, so he sat there with Jennifer Aniston and this other beautiful young actress, and he's snogging them both. He's going snogging Jennifer Aniston, then he's snogging this other beautiful. And then I'm there like, wow, he's Will's a friend of mine. And
yes,
like,
I know who you mean. Who
and
you're talking
kid
about.
With the eyebrows. Google kid with the eyebrows. Will Poulter.
Yeah, because he did a pilot with Carla.
Yeah, Emma Roberts. Julia Roberts is niece,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So he got to sit there and snog both of them, and I was like, I think a small part of me is Tomo from the East Marsh and Grimsby would be like, yeah, I'm snogging Jonathan.
Yeah,
did you just like do a little like? Is that like East Marsh? Is
East
that like
Marsh Grimsby, yeah.
Is that a little like?
Yeah, yeah, don't
from
me.
The hood. So.
I felt like that with Duncan. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Like 15-year-old me, did I think that I'd be snogging Duncan from Blue?
Yeah.
Like little did I know that it was like the biggest gay you've ever seen in your whole entire
yeah,
life.
Yeah, yeah.
But regardless of that, like gorgeous guy from Blue that sang with Elton John, and I'm snogging him.
Yeah.
Like that is mental. Like yeah. And like me and Daisy were talking about the other day, like, just doing job that I love, that part of the job where, like,
yeah.
You know, when I was with Gillian Telforth and she'd just come into Hollyoaks, and obviously she was been Kathy for years in EastEnders.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're doing the scene, and she was supposed to say to me, like, you've done a really good job round the village. But she said, you've done a really good job round the square.
Oh, no.
And then she went, sorry. But for me, that made my fucking life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Kathy
yeah.
from EastEnders yeah. just went, you've done a really job around the square. Like,
one for us is we on 86 we had Kay Van Novak, who is
the
phone jacker, face jacker, phone jacker guy. You know.
Oh my god, I love it. So
it's
fit.
So great. And,
yeah, he's
and
fit. Yeah,
he's
really fit, isn't it?
So he came and he did a couple of scenes. I don't know if he made it. Did that in 86.
No, because he was too. We had
he
to
was
cut
too
it.
Funny.
Yeah, none of us could keep a straight face, so we had to cut the whole.
He was in Three Lions, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, he was. Yes, yeah, that's because that's the link. Because Warp did Three
yeah.
Lions and stuff, and obviously he's brilliant. Why would you not have him in This Is England? Anyway, so I was like seeing this girl at the time, and she'd come round to like our flats and that, and it's like, you know, playing the cool cows. Oh, going out tonight with a face jacker.
Please tell me you called him face jacker.
No, like it's Kay Van. But no, so we're all sat there. We're all in one of the flats. We're all having a drink and having a laugh and that. And
yeah.
out of nowhere, he just went, should we do some prank calls? And we were like, yes,
yes, exactly.
We shall. 100% that's what we want to do with you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My yeah. God.
So we started prank calling like all our mates, yeah, and that was Facejacker. Yeah. And it's like, we would never have asked him to do that.
He was just giving you the gift.
He was just literally like
fucking play.
That's like being sat calls? There with like Liam Gallagher or Noel Gallagher, and there's a guitar in the corner, and he just goes, Shall I do Wonderwall?
Yeah, instead.
Like, yes, you fucking should. Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah. We just turned around and went, nah, fuck that shit, mate.
Instead, we had Ian Brown round and we just wrestled with him.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a fucking wrestling match with Ian Brown.
They are the super cool bits, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, that's coming back to the point. Like, what you say there is, like, the cool bits is when, like you say, Snoggy Duncan from Blue.
Mate,
do you know what I mean?
I'd
buzz
it.
Off that.
Like, he's my mate.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's my mate that, like, when I first got with Michael, I remember we were doing loads. It was my boyfriend in it, and he was gay, and he was trying to kill me, and he drowned me in a bath, and he put me in a coma, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he tried to fuck my brother. But yeah, I remember, like,
This is real life.
Last weekend.
Yeah. And he was like, I remember driving back with Michael in the car, and he'd rang me, and he was like, super sweet. Like, because obviously, like, he's done, like, loads of Western shows, and he's an actor, but he's never done anything like this, and he's more of a singer, and he was so sweet. He'd always ask me for advice, and so I'd have him on, like, loudspeaker driving and just be chatting him through stuff, and Michael's a bit like, that is weird, like, that guy from Blue, and I'm just like, yeah, mate, like, blah, blah, blah. And, that is, like, cool.
It's weird, like, you know, like, say if you've got, like, famous friends, and, like, the only people who I sort of get a bit starstruck by are soap stars. Like, I remember when I met Bruce Jones, who plays Les Battersby.
Oh, yeah.
And I met him in Manchester Piccadilly. And
he used to be a bus driver in Stockport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I absolutely lost my shit. Called him Les straight away.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which fucking straight from the off was like,
funny story about that. Kieran, who plays my brother, he'll fucking hate me for saying this. But so,
are you sure?
Yeah. So, Adam Woodyatt, who plays Ian Beale.
Ian Beale.
Yeah.
So, Kieran's also been in the show for years. We've all been at Soap Awards together.
Yeah.
We all kind of know each other, whatever. And, like, he knows him. He said things. One Soap Awards, he was coming over to Kieran, and Kieran just went, Ian!
Oh, no.
And that is a schoolboy, like.
Yeah, I'd lose my shit at Soap Awards. I wouldn't be able to.
You have to try and, like, when I first started Hollyoaks as well, like, obviously people that have been there for years and started watching it a lot more before getting it.
Do you call each of the characters' names on set and stuff like that?
No.
No.
No, you could. No. Like, it's kind of like sacrilege, you're not a lot like.
Oh, really?
Because so I had to try really hard being like, what's the name? Like, it's the height of embarrassment if you call someone their character's name.
No way, because it happened on the EastEnders Live with Adam.
Was it Adam?
Oh, Ian had died or something. Was it Ian? Was
Ian was something? And she, yeah. And
Ian Beale will never die. Say that back, Thomas.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
And she said, "How's?" She went, "How's Adam?" And her face. How's? That's how we feel. Like, you're so embarrassing. Oh, like, sometimes if the new directors are there, and they'll be like, right, so like Tegan, go there or whatever. Like, everyone's like side eyeing each other. Like,
no way.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, find it easier. Like, especially on set. Like. It just makes it more.
It's because we've been them for those characters so long, and we kind of take the piss out of them as well. We're like, fucking LT.
For you guys, it must be hard. Like, you know, we doing this, like you say, we've spoke to a few people, like, from Hollyoaks now and Coronation Street and that, and it is like, it's not like what we do, is it? We go and film for, say, 6 weeks.
Yeah, you're immersed in that world,
and that's
like,
it for 6 weeks,
and then it's on for like.
You guys, yeah, exactly. You guys do it.
Every
day in, day out. And it's like everyone's a job.
You're in people's front room every single night. And it's like, it's strange, like, because people actually, if you're working sort of 12-hour days, you're spending just as much time being Tegan as you are being Jess.
Yeah, it's mental. Like, it's weird. Also, like, your family, like, I'm so close to the people that play my family because I spent such a lot of time. Yeah. And I moved here from London, didn't know anyone in Liverpool, do you know what I mean? And I, like, used to call it, like, it's like drama school, but with a bit more money.
Because it is
quite a young cast, and everyone's not really, no one's really from Liverpool.
Yeah.
So it's a very big social side of it.
So you do
spend a lot of time with these people and create, like, you know, when I died, and I remember filming the scene where Kirsty and Kieran and Ruby, my, like, siblings, were being told. And I was, like, in the bed, so the camera was that way. But I was beside myself, like, looking at their reactions, because, like, acting as that became easy for me.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. It's because it's so real, though, isn't it? That's what it is.
Like, if I saw them crying as their character, there's no acting required. I literally would cry.
We were saying this last night, wasn't it? Like, what people don't realise is sometimes, like, obviously
you're so busy on your phone, mate.
I've just announced that I'm having a kid, haven't I? So everyone's like, oh, buzzing.
Are you having another baby?
Yeah.
This podcast is about me, by the way, because I'm getting married. It's not about your kid.
We just kind of made it official yesterday.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, fuck off in your wedding.
Fuck off.
Try bringing a life into this world, mate. We were talking yesterday kind of in the car and that, and driving about, like, what people don't realise is, we are actors and we pretend, but we draw on emotions, don't we?
Like, God.
You know, when I want to be sad, you know, you said this in a podcast with that Matt Stocks, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Go and listen to Life in the Stocks. You know, you've said, like, you think of your mum and things like that. Yeah. I think personally of my gran and stuff like that. So you draw an actual real emotion.
Yeah.
And you use that emotion to pretend emotion in the character. But your brain doesn't know that. Your brain is, that's still a caveman brain. That's still a primitive brain that's not really changed that much. Do you know what I mean? Like, TV acting has probably, it's always been a kind of thing in human society, but your brain doesn't really get that you're pretending. So afterwards...
You come home exhausted.
Yeah, you need to go...
Because you're mentally giving signals to yourself.
Exactly. Like, chemical reactions are happening in your brain. That shouldn't be happening because you're not at your grandma's funeral that was five years ago. Do you know what I mean?
If you're doing especially if you're doing a really big storyline, like a cancer storyline or something like that.
I can imagine, man.
And it's quite dark. Do you know what I mean? I had to really tell myself, like, at the end of the day, I'd... Like, it's not real, like, you're fine, like, or take yourself away from it. Or we used to, like, laugh and joke sometimes in between stuff just to kind of
you've
go, like,
yeah.
This isn't real. Like, it's interesting what you say about, like, drawing on emotions. Now, probably at first I would have done that, but this sounds so weird and wanky, but the longer that you play a character, the reason I would get upset is because I would feel sorry for her.
That makes perfect sense because you've become that... Your brain, again, is going... You don't need to draw on Jessica's stuff because Tegan's stuff.
Yeah, because I'd go into a situation like I'd go, like, if there was like a sad situation, I'd think to myself, well, her mum and dad have died, like, they're not around anymore, and that would really upset me. Yeah. Or, like, when me and Fabs were doing it, it was a lot about, like, he was married to my sister, and I turned up at the wedding and I'd missed it, and, like, I'd be like, I feel so bad for her. Mm. And that's how I felt sad then. Do you know what I mean? Literally, they used to fucking pay me by the tear. Like, I'm a top crier.
Oh, really?
Literally. That's because I'm, like, emotionally unstable.
I did a music video for a friend of mine, and there was a scene at the end where I broke down, and she was playing the song, and I said to her, I said, can we not play your song? Can we play the song that was at my mum's funeral?
Yeah.
And she said, like, she couldn't be on, because we're friends as well, so she couldn't be there on set watching it because she was like...
It's heartbreaking.
Because there's so much emotion going through. And then after, like, I remember we were sat in the pub after we'd finished, and, like, you're just so emotionally... Because you take yourself to a place where you don't...
Like, I remember, like, you'd come home and you sit, like, make your tea or whatever, and you'd be like, God, why do I feel, like, weird and dark? And then you're like, oh, shit, because I've just been crying for 8 hours.
Yeah. Like, taking yourself to an emotional level that you shouldn't really go to.
But, like, where you feel, like, sick. Like, sometimes you'd be, like, crying that much that you're, like, puking. It is pretty fucked up job, isn't it?
I mean, you know, you look at sadly, like, your Heath Ledgers and people like that who the job, you know,
actors are a bit mental,
fame,
aren't they?
Fame as well.
Of course.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, let's bring it straight round to where.
Oh yeah, I was thinking what you just said about having a baby.
Yeah.
Like, I've got one friend actually. Like, if your birthday's on New Year's Eve,
Shit.
How do you arrange your party? Like, my friend always used to say, like, it does my head in, like, when it was the 30th, she'd be like, try and get someone to a party, but people have prior engagements, don't they? Like, they might do a family thing or whatever, and it's your birthday and it's New Year's Eve.
Again,
someone proposing, it's not your day.
Yeah, well, it's like now Tomo as well. Like, so from now on...
I've shot myself.
But the thing is, it's
your anniversary.
If the lads want to go out and do something, I'm like, I can't, it's my anniversary.
But the
one reason that I'm marrying Charles, I was sat there the other week, and she was in the kitchen just cooking tea, and I was watching telly, and I went, baby, I said... So we're getting married New Year's Eve, so our anniversary is every year. I said, what are we going to do every year? She just went, get fucked up. I was like, that's exactly why I'm married. Yeah,
yeah, it's perfect, yeah, actually, that, like, also there's, like, available shit to do.
Yeah, that's it. There's always something going on for Tom. Yeah. It might be a bit expensive,
yeah,
but there's always something.
Yeah, you have fucked
she's
yourself
cool,
there.
Like, Charlotte, yeah. I, we did speak about this, and she was like, if we want to do something for our anniversary, we can just do it the night before. Or
yeah, exactly.
Do,
like, you know what I mean?
Again, it's just the timekeeping thing. Like, it don't really matter. We can do it.
Yeah.
Like on the 3rd of January or whatever. Yeah. You know.
Mine
and then I can go out with the lads.
Because when are you going to class it? New Year's Eve then? Like, when are you getting married?
We get
time?
Married on New Year's Eve. I don't. Oh fuck.
What bit, time?
I don't know what time it is.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, so your wedding will be the 31st of December.
Yeah.
It's not going to be
Eve, yeah,
the 1st of Jan, is
no,
it?
No,
like,
it's New Year's Eve. Yeah,
yeah. So, because, yeah, like, going back to, like say, like again, it's this, going back to this concept that we've made up of time, and that, like, my anniversary is, like, the 16th of June. Now, it's not a special day or anything, but, like, so, like, our first anniversary...
It's not anniversary, a special day. I mean, if
anyone...
No, it's a very special day,
it's
mate.
Not a special day as in, like, it's not New Year's. It's not a special day for everyone else. But, like, again, like, when it came to our first... We've been married, like, a year and a half now. When it came to celebrating our first anniversary, again, it's like, you put pressure on you.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, my God, it's our anniversary. We were like, oh, what do you want to do?
Get fucked up.
Well, no, we went, we knew we wanted to spend it with our little girl. We knew, like, you know, whatever. We went on holiday. We were like, oh, we've got time off. Let's go on our, we went on our holidays to Spain. Emily's mum came over. And we just didn't put pressure on the day. It was like, what do you want to do? Should we go to Barcelona for the day? Right, all right, let's do that. We went around Barcelona for the day. We sat and had a meal. Like, Emily's mum was like, oh, do you want me to stay? Because we went to, like, Salou in Spain. She's like, do you want me to stay here? And I'll have Phoebe and we'll stay by the pool and you two go to Barcelona.
Get your freak out.
And we were like, nah, like, come with us. Like,
yeah,
it's just a day. I mean,
there
it's lovely. Like,
of...
we're spending it with each other, but, and we'll have a nice meal and that. But it's, again, it's like, as long as we have a good day,
yeah,
let's not just put pressure. I'm like,
there is
like
a lot of celebrations now, isn't there? Like, there's like Christmas Eve boxes.
Oh,
and,
mate, these do my head in
and
now.
And there's like baby showers and
yeah,
New Year's Eve.
Engagement
New Year's,
parties.
Engagement parties, stag do's and hen do's. That, like, honestly,
really
I swear
thing,
to you,
yeah,
I've spent grands this year on
yeah,
weddings
yeah,
and things like that. But we do set like Halloween, we are getting really American, aren't we, where we're like...
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's a good thing because it's nice that we celebrate more.
Yeah.
It's nice that we have good times together yeah, more. But yeah, there is, there's a lot of pressure, like, you know, my stag, there was people that didn't come who, I'm like, oh, for God's sake, I'm really annoyed that you didn't come. But then part of me's going...
I'm sat right here if you mean me.
Oh, no, not you. You had a job. No,
yeah,
no, you
yeah,
were
yeah,
swimming with Rob Brydon.
You can get away with it. You can get away with it as an actor, though, can't
oh,
you?
Yeah, I mean,
be
fair
like,
do.
Oh,
like,
I've got a job.
Yeah, exactly. And that's fine. But, like, you know, I've got mates who, like, have grown up with who didn't come because I left it up to my best men to sort out. And it's like, I was a bit annoyed. Oh, why have they not come? But then part of me's going, because we went to Prague, man.
Yeah, it's
got
expensive.
Kids. Like, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Fair fucking play.
Yeah.
Fair play. Like,
yeah, a lot of the lads that came to Benidorm, like, this, it cost a lot of money, didn't
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially
way
then, lot.
Because I did come to your stag do.
Yes, you did, yeah.
I
yeah,
turned
but
down
you
a job.
Wasn't swimming with Rob Brydon.
I wasn't swimming with Rob Brydon.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going into space with Steve Coogan, but no, I wasn't really. but
so,
no,
what would, like, as a question from me, like, what's your, like, perfect New Year's Eve, then?
Marrying Charlotte.
I can't believe it.
Yeah,
yeah,
Tomo's getting laid.
Back of the net. Back of the net. By
yeah,
time, because we're probably... This is probably going to be a part two.
Yeah.
By time you are listening to this one...
I'll be getting nuts.
You'll be on your honeymoon.
Oh.
Play it loud. Play it
yeah,
proud. You'll be in, like, Miami or somewhere. But anyway, yeah, so my perfect New Year's Eve is... I hate nightclubs anyway. Not
yeah,
a big fan
fuck
of them. Luckily, my local, it's
love
you,
local.
You'd love it. You would love my local.
Yeah,
cause
it's
the best of both worlds. So, like, you've got the kind of front room and go in and it's like, this is pretty much every Friday and Saturday as well, but in New Year's it's even better. So you go in the front room and it's just like older blokes and like couples and that, just like having a drink, having a chat and that, a couple of like families and that. You go in the back room past 10 o'clock and it is like a little nightclub. Like, people are dancing
on the
tables. Like,
I fucking love shit like that.
Honestly, yeah, it is.
You should do the Fairbank in... We'll try
yeah,
and plan
sure,
one. We'll try and get one.
You'd
oh, my
it,
God,
man.
I'd love that. It's like Heaton Moor. Have you ever been Heaton Moor?
No, I've been Heaton Moor,
used to
not,
work in an Irish bar that my friend's dad owns called Cassidy's.
Oh, yeah.
And that we always used to do Christmas Eve or, like, things like that in there because that's what it gets like
yeah,
in there.
Yeah,
like,
there's an Irish bar that's not called Murphy's. What
that,
the fuck?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so that's my perfect New Year's Eve, because
what about yours?
It gets a bit busier in there.
Yeah.
But it's, I know everyone. Do you know what I mean? When people are kissing and that and shit at New Year's, I'm like, oh, look, there's them too. And like, it's nice. Like, everyone
like
goes around.
That
New Year's
like, I think when I was younger, we used to, do you know the carousel in Reddish, the pub?
No.
It's on the main road in Reddish, but we were drinking there from about 16 until I left for London in 19. But that had that kind of feel to it. Like, and I think that's, maybe that's why I don't like it as much, because I've moved around so much now that I don't. Like, when I lived in London, I used to work in a pub called The Landor, and I worked New Year. And it was that kind of, like, regulars, you know everyone. I think that's what I like about New Year's Eve. Like, I think for me, the perfect one would be, like, either in a pub like that.
Yeah.
Jukebox, pool table.
Yeah,
and bass. That's it for me.
Pack of cards, love play.
Oh,
like,
really?
Also, you can't really see, but, like, this house is full of games.
Like drinking
actually,
games.
Yeah, I actually want you to do one of these.
Are these them marble jelly baby? Jelly baby ones.
No, but this is what I do on my podcast to start.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, the like,
so
the
basically, mad flavors. You don't know if you're going to get, like, cola or cat food.
Yeah. Me and my little girl have got these.
So, yeah, so
should
I
we
would,
do one now, then?
I'd love you to do
one. Hang on, let me record this for the Instagram. Is that all right?
Yeah,
right,
of course
doing,
it is. Because my perfect New Year's Eve would be a load of people around here, like, we did last Saturday, like, basically, playing games, eating cheese, and getting fucked.
Nice. Well, like, Tomo, I'll record you, and then you record me.
Well, I'd probably get us all in.
Look at this.
Can
you? That's the,
I'm quite a large man.
That is the joy of, like, having loads of shit everywhere.
Can I move them flowers there,
Jess? Should have put them in a vase. No.
Sorry, guys, this is shit podcasting, but if you look at the video, this will be brilliant.
Yeah, move around.
Where are we? Yeah, because you're getting there, then Jess is in there, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to put a few. So
you didn't press record, Tom.
No, I'm going to let Jess
last,
do that one myself.
Ah, right.
Last week when we played this, my boyfriend was sick in the sink, just letting you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he was eating loads.
Oh,
my God, they literally killed me. I thought, are they all right?
The dogs?
Yeah, and they just cuddling.
Oh, bless him.
I've got all them. We've got a smell game as well.
Oh, no. No, I'm not about smells.
Can you jump on there?
Yeah.
And then we can all get in there.
Right, someone hit record. Go on, Jessica, thank you.
I love that you call me Jessica. Like, no one ever calls me that.
Well, it's because you've got the same name as my little sister.
Oh, yeah.
Which I would call Jess, but then, yeah, I don't know.
There we go.
Here we go, guys. If you listen to the podcast, then there we go, big roll. But, yeah, we're gonna do the jelly bean thing where you eat. Go on, Jess, you'll explain it better.
So, basically, they're called Double Dares.
Yeah.
I just loved games and shit and seeing people gag. That's
I like
weird,
a bit
isn't
of seeing
it?
People gag.
But, so, these could be, like, cola or cat food. Like, you could get a nice one.
Oh, wicked.
I'm absolutely praying that you don't.
Yeah, I bet you are, yeah.
Well, we'll do a few then. Should we do, like,
it's
three?
It's got its own bowl, look.
Yeah,
that's why I love home
and
bargains.
That's why I love being in bargains.
Right.
Right, so let's, what should we do? Should we do, like, one of the same? Let's do one white one each.
I'm going to go blue.
No, we all have to do the same one because.
You can't dictate my life, mate.
I don't want you to do a blue one because I feel like blue one's just, like, a shit one because it's, like, toothpaste.
No, but see, if we all do a white one, then one of us might have a bad one. The others might be like, it's fucking coconut, mate. What are you on about?
No, you're inspecting.
No, I'm not.
There's something going on here.
There's a bit of cheating going on here.
There we go.
Right, okay.
Right. Cheers, mate.
Jess.
So this, I think this is like tutti frutti or rotten milk.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh,
we nearly got
that.
Tutti frutti. Tutti frutti.
Yeah, I think I got tutti frutti.
Way, we have to do that again.
Unless rotten milk tastes delicious.
Yeah, that's not a bad taste,
that's really nice. That'll fuck it up.
Let's go blue.
I've not had any breakfast today. These are the first things I've had.
Brown.
Go brown.
Oh, mate, never go brown. What's
brown?
This? Coke or cat food?
Cat food, or like some of it's like vomit, I think.
Oh, shit, bad.
Right,
you're ready. Cheers, guys.
Right, go.
Cat food.
No, get it back in! Get it back in! I can't.
I mean, it's cat food, but it's not that bad.
Oh, my God.
It's not that bad.
Oh, disgusting.
I must have had a shit. Like, it's not that bad.
I just spat Diet Coke all over my face.
Oh, God. Well, guys, this is probably one of the funniest fucking podcasts we've got.
It's absolutely disgusting. That red one, you know what that red one is?
I don't want to know.
I didn't think that was that bad.
What, you've had?
Mate, that is weird. That was disgusting.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know if you've got the right one.
It's definitely not Coke.
You need to have a red one. Get that red one because that's fresh blood.
Three
fresh blood?
Fresh blood or strawberry. But my friend said it tastes like arse.
Strawberry.
Do you know, like, with games, like, you might think, oh, it tastes a hint of cat food.
No, it
tastes like actual cat food.
I must have got, like, it wasn't Coke.
We need to give you another one. Take a yellow one. A yellow one or a green one.
What's yellow?
Rotten cheese or lemon?
It's lemon.
Oh, sake.
Fucking hell. Get a green.
I'm putting a fucking lottery on for it, right. What's green?
Green is snot.
Right. Or what's the bad one?
Oh, yeah. I love a little bogey.
Yeah, that is nasty. Yeah. Oh. That's not snot. My little girl, right? We'll end on this story in a sec. But my little girl, the other day, she's never, and sorry, Phoebe, if you're listening when you're like 20 and your dad's embarrassing you now. But my little girl has never been one of them kids that picks a nose and eats it. Never.
So I'm 26 and I still do that.
I still roll them in my fingers.
But yeah, but so she's never done it, right? So the other day, it was about a week ago, she laughed so hard that like a bogey flew out and like got on her hand. And I just went like joking and went, eat it, like laughing. And she just did it and she went,
You must
and I was like,
me.
Oh no, I've set her up on a life of eating a bogus.
You must see me like driving down the motorway sometimes. Like, I do.
I think where else do you put him?
Yeah.
If you've not got a tissue.
Unless you're in London.
It's your
dirty bogus.
It's your body and it's going in and it's coming out.
Would you?
I wouldn't, no. No.
I mean,
wouldn't Bear Grylls drink his own piss?
Yeah, but I don't think it does. I think that's just Lucozade Sport.
No, people do, though. People do.
It's good for your skin.
Is it?
Apparently.
No, thank you.
No time.
Is this like the Hollyoaks kind of like? What?
Yeah, that's what we all do. We all drink our own piss. That's what we're all like 65, really.
I think, this is going to definitely be a two-parter. So thanks, everyone, for listening to both parts.
Yeah.
Jess.
Thanks.
I mean,
it's been brilliant.
Thanks for coming round, and I want to see you guys on my podcast.
100%. Yeah. What's your podcast?
It's going to be called Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
Nice.
And this is actually quite suited because I think we're going to start releasing ours in January.
Yeah, cool.
New Year. I've just fucked myself because I've got New Year, New Me, and I'm like, oh, new project.
Yeah.
By then, we'll be up to, I reckon, about 35,000 listeners, maybe.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, hopefully, you can. Come and join mine. Hopefully, I'll be getting you in a couple of weeks when I do mine. But yeah, it's been great. Thanks for coming
round.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's been brilliant.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Hope it's not shit.
So that was part two. We divulged actually on that.
Yeah, we went into
a little bit on sort of wedding planning and that, didn't we? Because you were obviously at that time really, you know, gearing up for the big day.
I was elbow deep in plans. Yeah.
Yeah, and it could almost have been actually wedding planning's overrated.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah, which it is. It's bloody hard work.
Yeah. And it's difficult and it's expensive.
Yeah.
But when you know that you want to marry someone, you sort of take that on board. And that I personally think that's what our honeymoon's for. To go, right, we've worked hard for the last eight months, 9 months. So
we're now sat on a beach. Well,
probably longer, man. I think we booked it and then 18 months... We booked it with 18 months to go.
Ah, right, okay.
So we sort
so you've
of
had 18 months.
We've had 18 months, so it hasn't really been so stressful.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's little things, even leading up to the days prior, we were rushing around trying to get the last bits done. But it is a stressful time, but you enjoy it, and
yeah, it's worth it in the end, mate. It is definitely worth it in the end.
Yeah.
So that was part two with Jess Sicarellis. I keep doing that with a name. I've realised I keep going Jessica Ellis.
Because your sister's called Jessica Ellis.
Because my sister's Jess, yeah. So I call my sister Jess. So every time I go to say Jess Ellis, which I think Jess Ellis, the actress who we've chatted to, prefers, I just think of my sister. So I go Jessica Ellis.
Imagine if you married Jess.
What, the actress?
Yeah.
That'd be weird, sister. Wouldn't it? That'd be weird, wouldn't it? Jess, yeah. Yeah, because we've got the same last name.
Yeah.
My nana did that.
You'd be punching anyway, mate.
Yeah, yeah. My nana was called Mary Murphy when she was born. Mm. And then she married my granddad, who was called Brian Murphy. And so, yeah, she kept the same last name.
Madness. It'd be funny if your granddad took your nana's name. And he was called Murphy Murphy.
Murphy Murphy.
Murphy Murphy.
yeah, so anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
So yeah, Jess, again, like we say, you know, great, lovely chat. Afterwards, we popped out with her, didn't we? And had a bit of pizza.
Yeah, I think it was called the Love and Rocket.
Love and Rocket. I had a weird pizza. I had a duck.
You had duck on it, duck and hoisin.
And hoisin sauce on a pizza, which was nice, but still had a tomato base, so it was a bit, a bit straight. If it were just duck and hoisin, then it'd be like a bit like a pancake kind of deal. Do you know what I mean? Like you get duck and pancake, but
it was nice, and it was nice of Jess to take us to one of our local little places, and it was beautiful. And like I said, we had more time to bond with Jess, and you know, just work on our budding relationship that I think we've got.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Jess has asked us now to be guests on her own podcast.
On her podcast, which I think she said will be out sometime in February.
What we'll do is we'll share.
Yeah, of course.
We'll share everything for Jess on our socials if you want to check that out.
I think it's called Dilemmas.
It's something Dilemmas.
With Jessica Ellis, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, enjoy and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year once again, guys. Like I say, exciting year ahead for us. Hopefully you guys have got an exciting year ahead. And, you know, it's a fresh start. It's January. Let's keep on rocking. And we're back next week, same time, same place, with another really amazing guest. So, hope you enjoy.
Yeah, thanks for listening once again.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.